I suppose the main thing's been getting back into the training and getting prepared for the final. It's going to be a different game to the Dublin game, so we've a lot of work to do, and you know, to get up to the level Kerry are playing at, we'll be busy doing that. You know, after their game against Mayo, so we came down, you know, down to earth very quick after the game.
Well, you got up to a pretty high level yourselves against Dublin. Having said that, in fairness, they went 5 points up, and you came back, you know, and won by six.
Yeah, in fairness, we did. As I was saying before, you know, there was 3 points we dropped into the keeper's hands, which would have had the game a lot closer, even still. So I don't think we were as far behind as it probably showed the time it turned around. So we were in the game. We didn't take our chances, but the boys made up for that and certainly took their chances. You know, didn't very few wides in the end of this first half and second half. So it pushed on there.
Best performance of the season. Many people saying best performance, maybe years, maybe ever, from a Donegal team. Where did it come from?
It's a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of training and a lot of being together, you know, and I suppose working together. That's where it came from. I suppose we were right off too, in a way, but it's been there, you know, and like I think we were just waiting on for the right stage to be able to do it. You know, unfortunately, we tried to do it against Armagh, and we didn't have any luck on the day, so it was great to be able to do it against Dublin then.
It was a big turnaround from the 12 months earlier, wasn't it? 16-point defeat to Mayo.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of these things, you know, where a game can turn. Dublin had two goal chances, like exact same as probably Mayo. Mayo took the goal chances and put us too far behind, so the game swing on these sort of things, and you know, it mightn't have been all that different a game either, you know, in real terms. So
yeah, I suppose emphasise the importance of your save from Dermot Connolly.
Yeah, well, like, you know, I suppose it was an important time of the game, but as you know, we moved on, we took a lot of good scores from then on, you know, and in fairness, I think the forward play was exceptional, so you know, that's what I would have to say that won the game for us.
Yeah, obviously 2013 and the way it panned out, I'm sure was a great motivating factor this year when you came back together.
Yeah, it was. You know, in fairness, we had a long break there from between the training and the Mayo game, you know, start of August. So we it was easy to go back training, and we you know, everyone was on board as well.
And there was a bit of disruption as well. The backroom team was changed. Mark McHugh, Ryan Bradley, and a couple of more left at the start of the year.
Yeah, it was. You know, they're all good lads, and you know, good backroom team too. So it freshened it up there too. And you know, the boys that have come in have done an exceptional job. So you can't argue with the results.
Now, looking forward to the final, Kerry. What do you make of them? They've had two tough games against Mayo, and showed a bit of grit and determination.
Yeah, there were two exceptional games. You know, they were very hard hitting. Kerry were, you know, very intense, and a lot of the hits they put in were extremely strong, and I think they'll be bringing that to the game.
Very physical, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I suppose it's something like people don't recognised from a Kerry team, but my main Kerry were always a physical, they're always big men, they're always strong men, you know, they are a physical team, so they're well used to that.
Well, of course, you have one up on them from 2012, hoping to repeat it.
Yeah, I think it's a good bit away yet, you know, that there before, you know, there's different teams there, so I think it'll be a different game, and Kerry look a lot better team and a lot tougher team.
How do you feel the experience of 2012 will stand to you now in the coming weeks as you prepare for the final?
I think it definitely would make you savour it a bit more, you know, and I suppose having the bit of experience behind you and trying to, you know, enjoy it and enjoy everything about it, enjoy training, you know, and get your mind on the game and the lead-in, you know, forget about everything else, and you know, it's definitely it is good to have that experience behind you.
Tell me, over the last couple of years, and indeed over the last week or so, couple of weeks, has Paul Durkin ever pinched himself and thought, my God, where are we?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I said it to my partner there recently in office, says, you know, it's hard to believe, you know, where we've come from for so many years, you know, down in the doldrums, and you know, it's disappointing results with Donegal, you know, so it's great to be back. We're great to be at the level we're at, you know.
And it's all down to one man, isn't it?
It is, you know. In fairness, he brought that professionalism, and you know, he got a group of players to buy into what he wanted. And you know, in fairness, I think a lot of credit goes to those lads as well, that you know, took on what he wanted, and you know, in fairness, when Jim asked us to do something, we'll do it. So that's the.
You were treading into the bit of the unknown the last time, as I said, 2012, because it was all a new experience. You have that experience now. The general feeling is, yeah, it probably will stand here in some ways. Do you feel this team is good enough to add another All Ireland?
Yeah, like, we are. We feel we're there, you know, and we're there on merit. You know, it's not by luck that we're on that in the final. So we think we're well entitled to be there. But like we've won one All Ireland, whereas Kerry have won. There's lads there with 3 and 4 All Irelands, you know. So I don't think it's going to be that big an advantage having won it. You know, there's Kerry have that much experience behind them.
And just one other thing before you go, we've seen a whole new Paul Durkin this year in terms of kickouts, and you know, been talked on in the same words as Stephen Cluxton. You know, you've really worked on your game for the last 12 months or so.
Yeah, we have. You know, Pat and Michael. You know, we've worked hard in training, and in fairness, it's shown. But you know, I wouldn't be putting myself up there with Stephen Cluxton yet. You've seen the retention he had in his kickouts in the Dublin R game, so a long way off that. But yeah, I don't.
You're not going to chance any freeze yet.
No.